the brown trout arrived in Lake Huron's Thunder Bay by a fluke. Back in the 1970s, about 1,000 fish, surplus stocks from inland waters, were simply tossed out into the bay by biologists, as if the bay were a trash bin. No one expected them to survive. They thought they'd just be food for other fish. But the brown trout did survive. They grew quickly, large and feisty. The state started to stock these waters with young brown trout every year because anglers liked catching them. In fact, it was so popular, they named a fishing tournament after it, the Brown Trout Festival in Alpena, Michigan. This year, a crowd of hundreds gathered, despite periodic rain showers, as festival officials weighed in a day's catch. Lake trout, walleye.
Steelhead. 8.85. Definitely the biggest one of the day. It's the biggest of the tournament. How do you see this girl? Come on, you can do better than that. Salmon.
You don't need a brown trout to win at the Brown Trout Festival. And it's a good thing, because these days, most boats don't catch even one. That's because things have changed. The ecosystems of Lake Huron and the other Great Lakes are changing rapidly as foreign invasive species such as the zebra and quagga mussels steal away food at the bottom of the lake's food web. Plus, a migratory bird that's been showing up in this bay in huge numbers, cormorants, have been eating the small browns stocked by state fish nurseries before the fish ever make it out into open waters. For the past decade, the brown hasn't survived all that well in Lake Huron. So today, biologists estimate that taking into account all those fish that don't survive, every time an angler catches a big brownie, it now costs taxpayers close to $300. In other words, each brown trout caught represents about $300 spent by the state stocking program. Even though the brown trout is not native, people here say the fish belongs in these waters. Hobbyist Dick Cotterett at the Brown Trout Festival says the brown has a special allure for the angler.
Well, because they're the best eating and they're the hardest to catch. That's why we call it a brown trout, because anybody can catch a steelhead, or a lake trout, but they can't everybody catch a brown.
As the large fish becomes more and more elusive, it takes on the allure of a trophy fish. Fisheries biologist Dave Fielder says because of the high costs, for years now, the state has had good reason to quit stocking these waters with brown trout. But they still haven't. No one is willing to see the namesake of the Brown Trout Festival disappear.
What's always amazed me is how the natural resources in Michigan, and including the fisheries that we enjoy in the Great Lakes, is really a part of that local heritage and quality of life for these local communities. And it becomes an important part of the local existence and identity. And it's important that I think we as scientists don't lose sight of that.
But some say the fact that the local community has gotten used to seeing the brown trout does not mean it belongs in the lake. Mark Ebener is a fisheries biologist for the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. It regulates fishing for 5 Native American tribes.
You tell a lie long enough, and sooner or later people believe it and accept it as the truth. You know, it's not that brown trout belong here. Brown trout were introduced, and they may continue to be defined as introduced species into North America.
Ebener says since the brown trout does no harm to native fish, such as the lake trout, his organization doesn't oppose the stocking program. But he also says at the current cost, the brown trout is a clear waste of taxpayer money. Back in Alpena, biologist Dave Fielder agrees the state can't keep stocking the lake with browns if so few continue to survive. But an angler himself, he looks with envy on a mounted brown that took last year's top prize in the tournament. An unbelievable 28.2 pounds.
Can you imagine that landing that fish? That must have been something. Anybody who's caught fish can look at that and imagine the battle they must have went through and the excitement they must have felt. And those are real feelings, and it's not to be trivialized.
That's evidence to Fielder and others who fish these waters that at least some brown trout have what it takes to compete for food in the changing ecosystems of Lake Huron. For the Environment Report, I'm Linda Steffen.